I don't know if you've ever experienced this in your own life, but sometimes when you're watching a television show, or perhaps you're watching a movie, or you're at an event, or perhaps you are with friends discussing stuff, I don't know if you ever get hit by this feeling, gosh, where is goodness in all of this, or how does this fit with my Christianity or my faith? What do I do now when it seems like whatever's going on the show or is so contrary to what I believe? Give an example. Saturday evening, sometimes after Mass, I'm sitting past, sometimes I'm alone and having a, watching television and having my dinner. And there's a show called Shark Tank. I don't know how many of you have ever seen Shark Tank. Yeah. Shark Tank is basically a show where there are four filthy, rich entrepreneurs who at one time were themselves either poor or middle class, but started these small companies, and today they are billionaires, millionaires. And so there are four of them, they call them sharks. And amateur entrepreneurs, they come and appear before these sharks and present their ideas or inventions or products and try to sell it to the sharks. The deal is the sharks have a lot of money, right? So these guys come and say, okay, here's my product, and I would like to sell 10% stake in my company for, say, $100,000. And now the sharks must decide whether it's worth investing in this company or not. Of course, they have all the money, right? So they try to negotiate. And as you watch the show, at some point, it begins to hit you, my goodness, money is God. It's all about the money. So if one of the sharks like the idea, they invest in it, and this guy perhaps gets the money, and if there's no profit to be made, the guy gets dumped, or the girl gets dumped. So there's one guy, for example, who appeared on the show, and his town had lost a lot of jobs because of the recession. And one of the things that he wanted to do was start this company. He had a brilliant product in mind, start this company, but he said the jobs must stay in the United States. And the sharks wouldn't invest. He said, why don't you take this company and begin your product line in China? Because if you do that, the profit is higher. He said, no, I want to help my folks. I want to help this country. And nobody invested in that because the profit margin was much lower unless they took the company to. I want to say that when you see something like that, you ask yourself, what's the dynamic at work here? Self-respect, dignity, charity, patriotism, integrity. Sometimes it seems like all of these can be sacrificed for the sake of money. I've watched that show sometimes and gotten angry. I'm the kind of guy who gives easily into defeatism. Sometimes I ask myself, Christianity, is it relevant anymore? My life, whatever I stand for or whatever I believe in, what use is it? What's happening in the world and the way our political and economic system is set up is so contrary to what we hear, for example, in today's gospel reading. The good shepherd, he doesn't just amass things and become self-centered, make other people an object of their profit. No, he lays down his life for his sheep. And I ask myself, God, why? Why? What's the point? What use is it? So the question that I ask myself, and I perhaps ask God this question, why does Christianity boast of a God who gives up his life? After all, isn't God powerful? Look at the Old Testament history. God worked wonders and he saved the Israelites through mighty works of power. God did not even need another man for Jesus to be born. Mary was conceived of the Holy Spirit. God is that powerful. Mary was saved from original sin. God is that powerful. Here, the Holy Spirit comes upon the bread and wine and becomes the body and blood of Christ. If God can do all that, why does God have to die? Why must the Good Shepherd give up his life for his sheep? I want to say to God, God, match these selfish, power-hungry, and money-hungry people. Why don't you match them with their power and defeat them at their own game? Why don't you do that? Why could not God work one of his mighty miracles and save us all instead of hanging on a cross? So these were the questions that I was dealing with last week as I was writing this homily. And my 3 points is in some way the answer that I'm giving myself to the questions that I'm raising. So here's my first point. The first thing I want to say is that God is not working toward miracles. That's not God's aim. God's goal in life is not to work mighty powers and wonders so that people will tremble at his side and fall and worship. And that's not what God is working towards. What God works towards is relationship. God created human beings for friendship. And the Good Shepherd lays down his life for his sheep because that's what friends do for each other. God wants us to know that in a world that unjustly maximizes profit, in a world that has no reward sometimes for loyalty, in a world that exploits other people to get things done, that when bad things happen, we have a friend in God. The Good Shepherd on the cross is a sign of loyalty, sign of selflessness, sign of self-sacrifice, sign of love. And the Good Shepherd gives up his life for his sheep so people like you and me who are trying to be good in our own simple way do not have to give up. The Good Shepherd gives up his life so that people who focus on selfishness and profit do not have the last word. The Good Shepherd gives up his life so that friendship may still have meaning in our world. Secondly, the Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep because, as John says in today's second reading, he says, see what love the Father has for us. Do you hear that? See what love the Father has for us. Someday hold the cross very close to you. Press it to your chest. And hear those words again. See what love the Father has for us. The good shepherd laid down his life for his sheep. So those of you who are parents, you can point to the cross and tell your children, see what love the Father has for us. Those of you who are married and you want to build your life on love, you can point to the cross and say to each other, see what love the Father has for us. Think about all the friends you have for a moment. All the friends you have in your life. Aren't the ones that you call your friends the ones who know what it means to love you more than they love themselves? Who do you turn to when you really need somebody? That friend who you know will sacrifice things, themselves, time for your sake. God could have sat up in heaven and with the click of a finger could have saved us all, but then we would not know the meaning of love, would we? Today we can look at the cross and say to each other as a parish community, see what love the Father has for us. And that is why John is able to say to us today, beloved, 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 this is love, that God has made us children of the Father. See what love the Father has for us. The Good Shepherd laid down his life for us so that we can know love. And thirdly, and this is very important for me this was what perhaps brought the most comfort and consolation to me. When we read the story of the death, the suffering of Jesus, gosh, you realize there was so much evil. Judas betrays Jesus for 30 pieces of silver, money again. Peter denies Jesus. Pontius Pilate washes his hands. The authorities, the religious authorities, they charged him with false charges. They accused him of blasphemy and insurrection. Then they spat upon him and they put a crown of thorns on him and they whipped him. They kicked him. They put a cross on his shoulders and they paraded him through the town and they took him to the top of a hill and there they drove the nails through him. And they, can you imagine the evil? How much evil is there in that story? And yet, in all of this, the cross stands tall. In the midst of all that evil, the cross stands tall. Because if the cross was a symbol of evil and hatred and everything that's mean and inhuman, the body that was on the cross transformed that evil into good. This Jesus on the cross, this good shepherd who laid down his life, transforms the meaning of that cross from shame into victory. Now we know why the shepherd had to die for his sheep. And if we are his sheep, and if he's our shepherd, this is what we are called to do. To look at evil in its face and look in evil an opportunity for virtue. Every evil is an opportunity for virtue, for good. So you may encounter evil or sin at work. There's evil and sin even in the church. In our family, sometimes we encounter evil, there's sin. In our own lives, there's evil and sin. Like the Good Shepherd, to transform evil into opportunities for good, that is where the Good Shepherd is leading us. And thank God. Thank God, even though I have to say this with fear and trembling, thank God, the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. So you and I know where to take our life, what direction to take, what to do when we encounter evil. And the good shepherd continues to give, and the bread and wine is brought forward, placed here on the altar. Bread is broken once again, blood is shed once again. Jesus continues to feed his sheep, continues to give his life. And we who feed upon him, I pray that you and I, like the good shepherd, can give life to the world. Life to our families, life to those who depend on us. May we give of ourselves by transforming evil into good, by becoming life-giving to the world. The people of God said,